Quick programming note. So the majority of this episode sounds like it was recorded in the back room of a Dominican nightclub. That was not the case. I live in Washington Heights, and it's the day before Thanksgiving, so everyone is very festive, and that was the best that I could do. I tried to fix the audio as much as I could, but I just cannot recount this film again, just because I don't want to do a disservice to the genuine emotion that I displayed in the original recording. So, apologies. I hope it's not too distracting. And hopefully one day when I grow up, I'll be able to live in a place where I could put soundproof walls. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, I'm Jeff Goldblum. I play the Wizard of Oz. I'm so thrilled. A little movie I like to call Wicked.
Welcome to Love You Jeff, the Jeff Goldblum Appreciation Podcast. I'm your host, Leslie DJ. Today we're diving into this year's blockbuster musical event that has captivated audiences and moved us all to tears, Wicked Part 1. In this film, Jeff Goldblum takes on the role of the Wizard of Oz, sharing the screen with an incredible cast that includes Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, Michelle Yeoh, and Jonathan Bailey. This movie has been in the works for years, and the promotional campaign for this film has been intense. I mean, everywhere you look, there was some Wicked-related tie-in to either merchandise, but I have to say that I am not mad at it, because everything is so super cute. And that's how they get you, with the cute accessories. At least that's how they get me. And also, I happen to be a theater girly, so I'm a true theater nerd at heart. I have a BA in theater art, and I've seen Wicked on Broadway. I saw it maybe like 15 years ago, and I loved it ever since. But I was skeptical, you know, when I first heard that this was going to be turned into a movie musical. And then I started hearing that the runtime was like over 3 hours, and that's just part one. Which made me wonder, how is part one longer than the entire production? And then I got mad. I'm gonna say it, I was mad. I have the worst attention span, and the thought of sitting in a movie theater in a post-COVID world for over 3 hours, you gotta add like 30 minutes for the coming attractions. The idea sounded horrible to me. It was horrifying. And so, yes, I was gonna go for Jeff Goldblum, but knowing he played the wizard, I figured he'd be in the movie like 10 minutes tops, and that'd be towards the end. And by golly, was I right. But before we get into it, I wanted to play a clip from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And this is a clip of a little bop the ladies perform. It's also insightful, and you get a little overview of what the whole movie is about.
Alphaba, Glinda. Alphaba, Glinda.
I'm a witch.
And I'm a witch.
But which is which?
Well, here's the sitch.
We were roommates back at school.
Elfie's awkward.
Glinda's cool.
We were strangers.
That's no lie.
But now we're besties. Ride or die.
The school we go to, it's called
Fizz.
I study hard for every
quiz.
While Glinda chases boys with
Riz.
But one day we'll both meet
the Wiz.
Green.
Pink.
Green.
Pink.
Green.
Pink.
Stop. This song's good.
Kind of a bop.
Green.
Pink.
Green.
Pink.
Green.
Pink.
Pause. No better team.
In all of Oz.
BFFs.
You know it.
Bet. We'll tell the haters.
Say less.
Good one.
Thank you.
That was great.
Not as great as my roommate, Elfie.
Linda.
Wanna kick it?
Let's go fly.
Now that'd be wicked.
I am obsessed. I am obsessed with that clip and NBC Universal. Please don't strike me for using it. It's fair use. So Jeff Goldblum plays the wizard in John Chu's Wicked, a film adaptation of Broadway musical based on a novel by the same name. So the film, as of this recording, grossed $178.7 million worldwide. I just have to say that from the very first note of the opening number, No One Mourns the Wicked, I was transfixed. All preconceived notions out the window. Ariana is so charming as Glinda the Good that I instantly fell in love with her. I believed her in this role, and it didn't seem like a recreation or an attempt to recreate Kristen Chenoweth's performance.
it's completely its own thing. It's her own, and it's in this world there is no other Glinda than Ariana Grande. Like, this is her role. This was made for her. She is just so freaking charming. I cannot stress that enough, and so funny. And so I'm trying not to spoil anything. So everyone in Munchkin Land rejoices because the Wicked Witch is dead. And we then get the backstory of Elphaba Throp and essentially how she became Wicked through Glinda's retelling. In Wicked, Elphaba is green, and her distinctive skin color becomes of defining characteristics that others use to judge her. She possesses unique abilities that she has never had the opportunity to develop, primarily due to the prejudice she faces. And, like, her appearance sets her apart, and people often react with fear, viewing her green skin as something threatening. So for Cynthia Erivo, a Black woman, to take on this role with such depth resonated with me as a woman of color with a darker skin complexion, who grew up feeling unattractive simply because I was darker than my cousin. So witnessing Elphaba embrace her identity and find strength in her skin color impacted me profoundly and evoked different emotions that it had when I experienced it on Broadway with a different actress. I feel that Cynthia Erivo's portrayal of Elphaba is so layered and complex. She embodies this character so well. I will never be able to associate this role with anyone other than her. She will be the Elphaba that will come to top to mind from here on out. There's this powerful scene at the school dance, or like the dance party, where Elphaba performs a silent defiant dance. And what makes it so moving is the palpable pain reflected in Elphaba's eyes, a pain that fuels her determination to rise above humiliation and rejection. And without uttering a single word, she conveys a message. They cannot break her. How hard they try to humiliate or isolate her, Elphaba stands tall, maintaining her dignity, and continues to dance. And that scene had me in tears. It was just so powerful. And through that dance, you see a friendship and some compassion being shown towards her. There's also a strong theme of female friendship in this, highlighting the empowering aspects of female friendships and all the great qualities that female friendships could bring one another. And so I just wanted to touch on that briefly. But now, let's get to Jeff.
Who are you, and why do you seek me?
Okay, say something.
My name is Elphaba Throp. You're Osmus. And this is...
Elphaba, thank you.
Elphaba Throp?
A man.
Elphaba Throp? I didn't know it was you. You made it.
Jeff Goldblum is the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
As the wizard, he's ruthless and straight up evil. And I love seeing him play these over-the-top roles. See, like, that was, like, one of the reasons why I loved him in Chaos when he played Zeus, the Greek god, which I know, I gotta finish wrapping that up, but more on that later. But Jeff performs a little soft shoe, he sings, and he does all of these things just so seamlessly and so wonderful, and he's also very charming, so it was really fun to see him in that role. But because I want to be mindful of no spoilers, I will say that he is a bad man in this role. But like he says, I guess,
you gotta give the people, you gotta give the people, you gotta give the people
what they want.
So as a Jeff Goldblum film, in terms of screen time and presence, it's very minimal. He's in it really towards the end, but boy, is he deliciously evil. He was funny, charming, wicked. I really enjoyed his role and I look forward to part two. Maybe we'll get more of Jeff in part two, probably towards the beginning, you know, picking up where they left off.
I think we've come to the end.
What's my final score?
Overall, the movie was just definitely worth seeing in theaters. I saw it in IMAX, and I think that that has helped make it feel even more immersive because the quality was just so crisp and the sound was just so encompassing. Like, it just, like, took over the entire room, which was good. So it felt more immersive and it didn't feel like there were other people there with you. It was just you were like experiencing this film. So the costumes were great, the sound was amazing, the music, everything was amazing. Bowen from SNL was in it a lot more than I thought that he would be, and he was fantastic. He was such a great comedic relief. And overall, I would say, if we're doing the whole Love You, Jeff, Jeff Goldblum scale kind of thing, I would say that I give Wicked 9 out of 10 Goldblums. And that may be the highest rating I've given out so far. And of course, points deducted for the small Jeff screen time. But no, this movie is outstanding. We're seeing in theaters, on the big screen. I believe they are releasing a sing-along for Christmas. So if you're a theater person like me, and almost passed out from the urge to burst into song, then you better check your local listings to see if they have an hotel near you. This was really fun. I guess after the next episode, we'll go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And go see Wicked in theaters. It's worth every minute and every second. I am just so proud of Jeff. And I'm proud of the entire cast. And kudos to John Chu. I think that he is going to win a ton of Oscars. And this film should be nominated for everything and win everything. So as always, love you, Jeff.